Good morning and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 94.3, brought to you by Licking County Transit. Looking at cloudy skies today, chance of rain, highs in the low 80s, and then cloudy skies, chance of rain tonight, cloudy skies, chance of rain on Thursday as well. It's apropos that Talk of the Town is brought to you by Licking County Transit because we've got folks in today to talk about Licking County Transit. We got Executive Director Matt Allison, Administrative Assistant Gina McNaught, and of course, Carol Floyd, former City Council member and a big, big supporter of Licking County Transit. But boy, Matt, everywhere you go, I don't care where you go, I'm seeing a bus, one of the vans, somebody is taking Licking County Transit to and fro. You guys always talk about people and possibilities. Partner, it's there. I mean, people are really using transit.
Yeah, Dave, thanks for having us on today. So, yeah, it's been a tremendous success. We're glad to see that ridership is continuing just to grow incredibly. So if you go back and look again, 2022, we had close to 62,000 rides taken on transit. In 2023, we introduced our first fixed route, went to close to 74,000 trips taken. And then in 2024, we had 110,000 trips taken on transit. And then last year, 136,000 trips taken on transit. I think the most important thing out of that is these aren't just rides. These are people, and it really matters to them. We're seeing the impact to people's lives, whether it be someone getting to a job, getting a child to childcare, after school programs, to the library, you name it, fresh food access. It's been so overwhelming for us and so exciting to see the growth.
That growth, I mean, Matt, when you get folks together and you put an idea, and I'm going to get to Carol with this as a former city council member, but real quick for you, those numbers are astounding to me, that growth. Did you even think that you'd hit these numbers so quickly?
No, I don't think so. I think, again, like we started it that first week in July of 2023, and we thought, hey, what's really going to happen here? We had the plans. They told us that there would be heavy ridership, but you never know. I know that first week on some of those days, we'd have 15, 16, 17 people. And again, some of those folks were us out riding, just testing the system. Now, on like our Main Street route, we have over 200 trips taken. I think it's had a high of 230 some in one day on that route alone. So no, we really couldn't have anticipated this kind of growth. But we're so thankful to see this. And we can just tell there's a real need within our community for great transit services. So, yeah, we're excited.
And you guys have adapted to that growth. You've added, you know, earlier hours. You've added other buses to cover some of these lines. I mean, it's not like you're just going, hey, we're doing well and let it go. You guys have adapted and are bringing more services.
Yeah, that's right. So we had operators, they would call in and say, hey, we've got a problem out here, which is a good problem in the transit world. You have to figure this out. But they would call and say, hey, my bus is packed, like on the Main Street route. I need help. So we looked at that data. We realized we had hourly frequency on those routes. And so on Main Street, we've added from 9:30 to 4:30, 30-minute frequency. So you now have another bus running on that route. So it's really been a huge win. We're looking at other routes as well to add frequency because we know that we're going to need frequency on our number two route and also our number four route. Strong growth there. So excited to look at that in the very near future.
Carol, I mean, I remember coming to when I first moved down here 20 years ago, city council meetings, two things that always stood out to me. Mark Guthrie said we got to have a more vibrant downtown, and folks kept talking about public transit.
Yep.
Well, it may have taken 20 years, but we're there. How impressed are you with what you've seen, knowing the history of what it was like here in the city beforehand?
Oh, I think it's really important. When I was on council, I was at numerous meetings about transit. I was on two or three different committees that looked at transportation, talking to people from OSU Newark, talking to people from LMH who said people can't get to appointments because they don't have a way to get there. You know, we sort of went from having a bus system when I was growing up to not having a bus system and everybody depending on their cars, which is fine as long as you have a job and your car works. And once you don't, then you need some way to get places.
Again, it's funny, we were joking. I'm like, oh, they're going to have Carol come in and talk about the history of transit. What is she, the oldest person in the county? What are we doing here? But do you remember those days?
Oh, I do. I graduated from Newark High in 1958. And back then, there were no school buses and there was no school lunch. I went to Newark High School, which at that point was the old high school in the building across from the library today. Right now it's an apartment building, but there was a much bigger section that was also the high school that's now a parking lot. But my allowance basically was enough money for 4 bus tickets a day. One's to go to school in the morning, one's to come home at lunch. We had an hour and a half for lunch. One's to go back after lunch, and one's to come home in the evening. And, you know, that was the way you got to school. Mm-hmm. And even I went to OSU Newark the first 2 years, which at that point was in the high school, you know, in the evening after high school was out. And so I rode home from the bus. When I'd come out of class sometimes after 10 o'clock at night, I'd go stand in front of the Warden Hotel and catch a bus.
Got to get home.
Right. Yeah.
My question is, how much of that allowance money that she was supposed to take to go back to school didn't get used because she
No. I went back to school. Question. I occasionally walked home after school. So I had a little extra money.
See, I know you. Yeah, I you did. Know, to go back to you talked about on city council. I mean, was it that folks were just coming to you, constituents, and saying, help us? I mean, we've got to get help. We got to get to places to and fro. I mean, was that something you were hearing on a regular basis?
Yeah, because people just, they need a way to get places. You know, I live close to downtown. And at that point, there was a grocery store downtown. Now there isn't. You know, if you want to go to a grocery store, you know, other than just snacky type stuff at a gas station, you know, you have to go a ways. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have a way to get there, it's a problem.
Yeah. Now, there's going to be, obviously, there's a ballot issue, but talk about the local businesses that have stepped up. Carol, you've been here, as you mentioned, your whole life. You've seen these businesses grow, and I think it's one of the beautiful things about our community. People are willing to give back, and for this thing to get started, you needed companies to do that, but I'm sure that didn't surprise you when people stood up.
No. I think there were a lot of people in the community who realized it was important to have some kind of public transportation, you know, that there were couple of taxi services at one point. You know, I was at a recent Downtown Newark Association meeting when somebody asked somebody from Explore Licking County, what's the one thing we need here? And she said, more Ubers. You know, you hear people talk on TV about Ubers, but it's not something that's prevalent in this area, you know.
Gene, I'll bring you into the conversation, although you said, just bring me in last. So I did what you asked me. I brought you in last. But, you know, I wasn't able to get over there to the United Way breakfast, I think it was a week or two ago, because it was during this time. But a gentleman who uses transit services was recognized. Maybe talk about Jeff Clemens. And this is what this is all about. We can sit here and talk about it, but a gentleman like Jeff Clemens is what it's all about.
Right. So Jeff Clemens won the Hope Award, and why he won that is he was traveling, or he was walking 2.5 hours each way to work, and we didn't have, you know, transit, or, you know, when he finally discovered that we did have transit and he started using it, that saved so much time for him. Like, he got his life back, basically. And so he came on board, you know, told us a story. We were amazed by that. And it just really made us feel good that that's what we're there for. And news.
Well, the thing about that is, real quick, you know, when you're sitting at your desk at work and you're doing your thing, and I'm sure Matt is a slave driver as a boss, and you don't get much time to do anything you need to do. But when you're sitting at work, you don't think about those stories. Mm-hmm. But then when you hear them, that's when you're going home that day, you're thinking, my God, look what we're doing. It's got to make you feel good.
We hear those stories every day. Our drivers come in every day, and I had a passenger tell me this, and I had a passenger tell me that. Or just walking on the street, if we have our transit shirt on or something like that, like, we love transit. It has really helped. It has really, you know, saved me time. My mom can now get to the grocery store, her doctor's appointments and such. And we attend community expos all the time, and we really get to talk to the community. And just hearing the stories that we hear, it just really warms your heart that, you know, we're there for a reason and we're there to help the community, and that's what we're doing. And it's just a wonderful service.
And what about the drivers? I mean,
they are amazing.
We've had them in here. I don't know if
amazing.
We scared them away, because they used to like to come in here and talk.
We have to get them back in here.
Yeah, it's wait a minute, I don't know if I want to go back. But the drivers are just fantastic.
They are fantastic. And the stories that they tell us, and I would say that they're all very committed to their job. They love what they do, and just seeing the smile on their face when they come back and tell us the stories that they hear, and just how involved they are with the community and their passengers. It's really heartwarming.
And hiring, are you folks still looking to bring people on?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So we are hiring drivers. Full-time is $20.60 an hour, and that is 35 hours or more. Part-time is $19.06 an hour. And, you know, as we continue to grow with new services, new routes, we do require more drivers. So mm-hmm. absolutely still hiring.
Yeah. So if they want to get a call, just look at the Facebook page. I mean,
so they can actually pick up an application at our facility, 745 East Main Street. We would be happy to help them. Or they can go online at lickingcounty.gov and fill out an application there.
Again, you're listening to Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7. Newark Heath, Dave Doney, glad you could join us. Our show today, as it is every day, brought to you by Licking County Transit. And boy, look at that. Look who's here. Matt Allison, Executive Director, Licking County Transit. Matt, real quick, again, not saying people vote for it, vote against it, but just tell people what they're going to see on the ballot. Folks are already voting early, mm-hmm. But if they're going to vote in person on May 5th, what the issue is that they're going to see?
Sure. So, yeah, again, just educational on that. It is a 0.15% sales tax. And this is basically, if you have a $100 purchase, you're looking at an additional 15 cents. So you go to Home Depot, you get your supplies, it would be an additional 15 cents. Now, what would that go for? That would go towards us sustaining what we've already put in place, preserving all these great systems, and really building this out as this community grows. We know that more transit is needed. We've seen already from our experience here, just watching the routes develop, that there's a true need. And so what we're looking at is continuing to develop the transit development plan, which called for routes to go to Pataskala, mm-hmm. Etna, to go to New Albany, Johnstown. And so what we're looking at is an additional service there. We're looking at hubs that would connect us to COTA as well, so folks could get to Columbus and vice versa. Our folks could get to jobs in those areas. And then also Mount Vernon Road. We're looking at a route that would go there as well. We are going to increase frequency on our routes, as we've talked about. And we're excited to say that on May 2nd, Saturday, we're going to start route service on the 1, 2, and the number 4 routes. And then we'll be expanding that ultimately to 3 and 5 down the road. But we're going to get Saturday service operating. That will operate from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturdays, because we've had a lot of folks ask us, hey, when are we going to start some weekend service? So we're excited to launch that pilot as well. A few other things you'll notice if you're around town. We implemented 2 new bus shelters at the downtown Newark Library. Just beautiful bus shelters, fit in with the decor of the city. And it gives people a nice location when you're waiting for the bus, you're out of the elements. There's a place for a mobility device there, a bench. And so we have 2 there. We also installed 1 at LMH at their facility near Cedar Street on Main Street. So excited to see those developments. And we will continue to add other amenities like that to our bus stops as we move forward.
Man, is that something with the you mentioned the folks told you about the Saturday hours, but the shelters and, you know, you've got things that folks, if they've got bikes, they can put them on there. Are you listening to riders? Are you giving them a chance? Are they telling the drivers, hey, this is fantastic, but what if we did this? And I mean, it sounds obviously that you are, but is that where you get some of these ideas?
Yeah, we really do. So as a team, we go out and do rides as well. Our admin staff, we go out and do rides where we are checking just to say, let's get a pulse. Let's see how the service is operating, not just from the operator's perspective, because they're seeing it every day and they come back and tell us. But we go out and ride, and I hear all the time people saying, hey, we love the service, and here's some additional things that we need. I remember we started that very first route, and a guy called me, and he said, hey, I love the new route service. I said, all right. But then he said, I've got one complaint. I said, yes, sir, what is that? He said, we need weekend service. Mm-hmm. And what we had told him again, we need to crawl before we walk, before we run. And he understood that, but we're excited to hear from our customers and to hear about their wants and needs and to continue to adjust to meet those needs.
Carol, as a former councilwoman, my guess is people didn't have a hard time telling you what they wanted.
No.
But it is true. And again, when I would cover meetings, sometimes there was no one in those seats for
That's
a city
true.
Councilman. So what I'm getting at here, it's important for folks to get involved, give that feedback, say to somebody, hey, this is what you'd like to see.
Yeah, sometimes people complain and it's like, are you talking to the right people? You know, I mean, are you talking to the person that you actually are concerned with addressing? You can do it through a council member, but you can also sometimes do it yourself by saying this is something that we really need.
And it is important because I think a lot of times, oh, well, they're going to take care of that. I don't have to tell them. But sometimes, you know, like when we talked about the wheelchair thing, the ramps and the bike, I'm thinking to myself, well, what does somebody need a bike ramp for on a bus if you're riding the bus? But if they got to get somewhere else that you guys aren't going to, that's what makes that convenient, correct?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
It's amazing to me. And these buses, I know you're trying to bring on new ones.
Yeah.
I mean, they just seem to be getting a little bit more, I don't know, updated and a little bit technology to them, correct?
Sure, yeah. So even the latest buses that we have, they have destination signs now. And that's really nice because when you're waiting at a bus stop, sometimes you may have two or three routes that are passing that specific stop. So now you'll see a destination sign on above the windshield, and you'll see this is route number one, Main Street, or number two, 21st Street, on down the line. So more and more technology there. With the bikes, we've ran into a little bit of an issue because the new buses that we have a safety feature that conflicts with the bike rack. So we're actually working that out right now with the vendor. But yeah, these buses continue to evolve, and great technology on the buses. And, we're excited to keep introducing new types into our fleet.
And the safety is unbelievable. I mean, I know Gina talked a little bit about, you know, the drivers, but they go through training. This isn't just, hey, you 16-year-old, you got a license, get over here and start driving. You guys put them through training. The buses are updated. There's safety that's involved. So folks know, okay, I get on one of these. You never know what's going to happen, obviously, but the folks behind the wheel are properly trained.
They are very well trained. It's a structured program that they go through to understand the classroom training that they take initially. Then they're going to go out and they're going to have behind the wheel training, and they're going to observe an operator. Then they'll be cadetting, where they'll be driving with someone monitoring them. Then they have a final test that they go through. But I feel confident about our drivers and how well they're trained and how seriously they take their roles. I was talking to an operator a few weeks ago, and he said, Matt, he said, this is so much more than just a driving position. And he goes, I don't think people really understand that. He said, sometimes you might be a counselor to someone that gets on the bus that maybe has a few issues. He said, you're watching for safety issues that might be happening in the community, and you have to call something in. Maybe it's with a road condition or something that you would see that needs some attention. And he said, it goes on down the line. And he said, it's so much more than just driving. It means so much to him personally and to this community what they give back. And so proud of our drivers.
And the dispatchers. I mean, that's...
Yes.
I mean, I know when we had a few of them in, you could tell there could be days where, especially when it's bad out, I mean, those dispatchers are on top of it as well, correct?
You know, it's really amazing all that they do, because you can be in there, like you said, it can go from being quiet, a few calls coming in, to all of a sudden, hey, there's a road blockage and buses are blocked and where do I go? But they're managing that in real time. They're looking at our CAD EVL, computer aided dispatch, automatic vehicle locator systems, and it's showing us real time what's happening with our fleet, where are they. And then in addition to that, we have live look in cameras. So dispatch can look in and say, oh, okay, I see what's happening inside of that bus. Maybe there was a medical situation, or they can look out from a front camera view and see what's happening on the road in front of the bus as well with a live look-in feature. So that's new technology on the buses as well. But they do a phenomenal job.
It is amazing, isn't it? I mean, I just think about Gina's shaking her head over there when I don't know how long you've been with transit, but you think back, I think you and I and all of us, we used to ride the old Metro buses, man. Tell you what, up in Akron, you didn't have them kind of, your safety feature was holding on to the seat and hoping nothing happened.
Or but standing up, holding on
to the bar. That's exactly right.
Yep.
So I'm with you. But have you seen great changes when it comes to that kind of stuff, Gina, with the buses?
I've only been there for 6 months, but just in that 6 months I've been there, just what I've seen, changes, and especially for the future, I am so excited about. I mean, it's just amazing to me.
6 months, what brought you on? Was you just wanted, I hear some folks always say when they come to transit, well, I was just looking for something different and I fell in love with it. I mean, is that kind of?
Kind of, looking for something different, definitely looking for job security. And And I was so pleased to get hired on at Transit. And just walking in that first day, I just knew that that's where I wanted to be.
She must not have had to deal with Justin. She said that. Carol, I want to go back to something because, again, you and I have the similar circumstances. You had to wait for buses. These bus shelters.
Yep.
Are outstanding.
Yes.
I mean, if anybody's had to stand outside, I don't care.
Yes.
These are great. I mean, is this something that you wanted to see as well as you watch this process come along?
Well, you know, and I was in Columbus when I was at Ohio State, you know, and there are places over there. There are shelters where people can stand and are protected from the, especially in bad weather, you know. We had some storms last night, you know, and if you're standing out in that, it's a lot easier if there's a little protection, at least, for you, you know.
And
I was real glad to hear Matt talk about one on Mount Vernon Road. That's where I live. And I know I have some older neighbors around me who do not have a car, who do not have transportation. And right now they have a relative who comes and gets some groceries and that kind of thing. But it would certainly be helpful to know that there's a bus they can get to go to the doctor or, you know, to Walmart to buy groceries or Kroger or wherever.
Yeah,
you know?
It's easy to take it. You take advantage of what you have. And then you think about people who don't. I mean, it's easy for all of us to say, oh, just go to the store. But when folks have to find a way, that's where this is a lifeline for
them. Yeah, I think it's so important. Personally ask for a sign promoting the levee to put in my front yard because I just know how important it is that we have good transit here, you know.
And Matt, we're talking about the deviated fixed routes. Yeah. You still have your on-demand if folks want that, correct?
Yeah, that's great. That's one of the features there. So with the growth in the fixed routes, that's allowed some of our customers to migrate over and use those services. And what that does is creates capacity for other folks that may not be able to ride a fixed route because they don't live in close proximity. Maybe they have a functional limitation, whatever that looks like. Yes, we still have the curb-to-curb service. You can call 24 hours in advance, even same day in some cases, and we can try to fit you in. But that's a great service, and we continue to grow that service as well. One thing we noticed was we thought that that would see a tremendous decrease when we started the fixed routes. But they both continue to grow. So we're seeing, we feel like it was pent-up demand where we didn't have the capacity previously. So that ridership continues to grow. Now, Dave, you had asked me a question the last time we were in here about the ridership between the two systems. Mm-hmm. Now the routes have overtaken the curb-to-curb service. There is more ridership on that service now, which is a more efficient service. Yeah. But the other service is not going away, and we plan on expanding that.
Matt, before we get out of here, folks want information on the ballot issue. If they want information on, you know, anything to do with Licking County Transit, what's the easiest way for them to get that information?
You know, really, if they need any information on Licking County Transit, go to transit.lickingcounty.gov or stop by at 745 East Main Street, or you can go to our Facebook page as well. And also, I would just like to thank this community and their support for transit and the stakeholders that have been involved. Starting with Licking Memorial Health, they were the very first ones that said, hey, we support these routes and just the services that are needed for this community. So a big thank you to them and to our county commissioners because they've been behind us all the way. But yeah, feel free to stop by. We'll get you some information, and we appreciate you.
Matt, as always, I appreciate you coming in. Gina, thank you so much. Carol, so good to see you.
And
now
see
you have to worry about some crazy questions about city government. You can just come in here and talk about transit, but really appreciate you coming in. Again, our guests today on Talk of the Town, brought to you by Licking County Transit, were Matt Allison, Executive Director, Licking County Transit, Gina McNaught, Administrative Assistant, and Carol Floyd, former City Council member, and a big fan of Licking County Transit.